This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles' free message, State of the World Update, August 19th, 2024.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles. Here is indeed a pleasure once more to have this opportunity to share with you, dear friends. Now, indeed, you may indeed be looking around you at the world and seeing the great amount of shifting energies that are occurring. Now, indeed, so many things are changing. You are in the midst of a grand upheaval that will bring about positive change. Do not allow your thoughts to indeed focus on the negative that is often indeed being promoted and expressed. Your lives are up to you, dear friends. More and more you're being asked by your own soul. You are being coaxed and reminded by the teachers and guides that work with you to understand that you are the sole creator of your life. Now, that does not mean, of course, that you are not affected, that you are not influenced by the energies around you. But more and more, we are coaxing you. We are praying that you will be able to stand firmly in your own light and to begin to shift more effortlessly, yes, into the light of your own being. For you are part of the divine. You are part, of course, of the source, the creator, that is indeed the essence of your entire world. Yes, the entire universe. More and more you have the ability to tap into those energies, to bring to your personal life balance, to bring more joy, to bring more contentment and fulfillment, to cast away, yes, the doubts, the fears, the discouragements, and most importantly, the past, dear friends. Strive always, as we've often encouraged you, to bring yourselves more fully into current time, current space. So you're not allowing what happened yesterday, you're not allowing what happened, yes, last year, or even another life. Goodness gracious, no. It doesn't have any power to control you whatsoever, or even to affect the future, unless you are focusing on it, unless you are allowing it to affect you, your choices, your beliefs, your attitudes at any given time, at any given moment. So bring yourself gently around to the energies that flow through you, the energies of love. For that vibration will take you through any change that you will find, that you will experience on the planet Earth in these physical lifetimes that you are experiencing. There are times you're going to look around and you're going to say, oh, goodness gracious, look at the fear. Look at what this one is saying. Look at what that one is saying. Do not give so much power to that, dear friends, for that will curtail your ability to reside, to live more in that attitude of trust, that attitude of faith, which will continue to lift you up, allowing you, yes, to make this transition into the light that you are, yes, part of right now, that you wanted to be part of more easily. No more need for the struggle. No more need for you to tell yourself that you are indeed part of the fears, part of the control mechanisms that have been very forceful to try to convince you. Now, we are not saying you cannot listen to what is going on around you. If anything, we want you to, so you can bring more of your love, more of your light to any situation that you find yourself in. But most importantly, first and foremost, bring yourself into a state of contentment. Remind yourself that you are safe, that you are always supported, always comforted, always loved, and even more importantly, always guided. So many of you have questions. Am I doing this right? Am I going in the right direction? Am I indeed following my intuition, my guidance? Sometimes those questions will indeed bear the fruit and allow you to see indeed. But oftentimes you get a little stuck in those questions and you don't listen to the answers, to the guidance that is always being provided for you. So if you are asking questions about your life, about your being, about your happiness, your future, Will you ask the question and then begin to expect a clear answer, not getting stuck in the unknowing and the doubt and the fear that often indeed holds you in its control, making you a bit of a prisoner in that lower energy state. Now, the world around you, the forces to be, many of your leaders that are contending for your votes, for your support, they want you at times to be in fear. We would want you to look at the choices that you have of who you align with. And of course, not just in the political arenas, but also your friendships, those you associate, the ideas, the thoughts, the beliefs that you choose to align with. Are they born of love? Do they uplift you? Or do they drag you down into the lower levels and vibrations of fear, of chaos, of unrest? There is where you will find you will have the least amount of power moving forward. There's where you will find yourself staying more and more in a state of confusion. That is not where we want you to be. That is not where, indeed, you are meant to be, where you deserve to be. You are meant to rise above the discord, to rise above the confusion, the fear, and there you will remember more and more of your personal purpose. And of course, as you discover why you have come to this planet, why you have chosen another physical experience, another incarnation, you will be able to help others around you. You will indeed be able to feel the infusion of light, of hope, the guidance that is always being offered to you. But when you do choose, of course, sometimes quite unintentionally, quite unconsciously, to succumb to the energies of fear that are around you, you will not hear us. You will not feel our presence. You will not hear our laughter, our joy for you, because of your courageous being to have these experiences. We are always by your side. Can you trust that? Can you gently open yourselves to the spirits, the friends, the loved ones that may not be in physical form at this time, but they are still right there with you, always wanting to share, to help you, to support you however they can without interfering in your life's purpose. But most of all, we want to share our joy, our love, so that you will be able to be uplifted in this time of great change on the planet that is always available to you. Do not give in so readily to the lower, depressing thoughts that are swirling around each and every one on the planet at this time. There's much there to pull you in. Yes, much there to imprison you. So no, decide instead. I will choose to be a conduit of love, of light, of hope first for myself, and then for all others that I'm not only coming in contact with, but all those that I can think of, all those that I can send that loving vibration to, no matter who they are, no matter whether you know them or not, no matter whether they are another part of the world or not. You are powerful beings. Please do remind yourself of that more often every single day, so that you will indeed allow more and more of that blessed energy to enter into your consciousness. It will change not only your life, but the life of so many around you. We do love you, dear friends. God bless you indeed.